Okay, go ahead, brother.
Yes, listening to what you have said, which is the word of God, concerning judgment. Now, my question is, will there be a time when some part of the world will have things will begin to work well, in the physical? Corruption will cease, the economy will be stable, and everything will now begin to work well in the physical. We are talking about judgment. So is there a time that things will now begin to work well, the government will now begin to do well, the economy will be stable, and there'll be job for everybody? Thank you.
Well, you brethren have been hearing the word. Go ahead and answer his question.
Yes. What was the question, Mark? It's difficult for us to hear.
This brother Felix, right? Yeah.
Yes, please.
You're asking, will there come a time when the economy and everything will, in other words, the curse will be gone, everything will function as it did in the beginning with Adam? Is that your question?
Yes, what I mean is this, where, for instance, in Nigeria, where we are, the government will begin to do well, corruption will cease, and they will now begin to do the right things. There'll be employment, people will be employed, and things will now begin to move on well with the present system that we have. Because we're looking at judgment, and from what you are saying, the judgment is imminent. So, are we expecting a time where, things will now become very okay, where we say, wow, government is not doing well, corruption has ceased, things are working out well? Praise God.
You're not going to see the same system of government that you're seeing today, brother. Everything is going to be changed. You're not going to have the same men running the systems, the same mindset that run these systems as they do today. Yes, there will come a time when everything will run smoothly. It will be after the coming of Jesus Christ that is ruling and reigning in righteousness, and we ruling and reigning with him somehow in righteousness, holding the same standard, we will be holding wickedness back. It will not be able to raise its head again. Instability, poverty, this will all be held off. The system of this world will work like a well-oiled clock.
In other words, with this present system, it is not going to change. It's going to get worse. That's the meaning. That's what you are saying.
Oh yeah, it has to collapse.
Okay.
I mean the US has to collapse, brother. I hate to say that. I like Babylon, We cried, couldn't you save Babylon?
Will it get better?
But she's not going to be saved. The economic Babylon is going down, the political Babylon, the religious Babylon, it's all going down because it has to be replaced.
Including Nigeria, or is it just America?
Oh no, Nigeria, every nation, every nation.
It sort of seemed to me in Felix's question that he was asking, could things possibly get better before this final judgment hits? And I suppose that that's possible, but what came to my mind when he asked the question was, they came to Jesus one time and asked him, when's all this stuff going to happen? And he said, When they say peace, then come a sudden destruction. So even if it does look like things are getting better, you know, it might be right when everybody thinks everything's going to be just rosy and good, that's when really things begin to happen. Anyway, there was a couple other little things I wanted to add to the word today was, remember Mark said that the man with the inkhorn was clothed in linen. And I want to make sure everybody understands the significance of linen. When the high priest went into the Holy of Holies, he had to wear linen. And why is that? It's because linen doesn't cause sweat. And so you ask, well, what's the big deal about sweat? What does sweat mean spiritually? Sweat spiritually is human effort. And so this man with the inkhorn, he's not going to be casting judgment by man's thinking, which, you know, there's a lot of men in this earth that everybody thinks is going to have that mark on them in a good way that aren't going to get marked because they're really not even following God. There's a commercial right now on TV. Some big famous guy has put on about the rapture and showing all these people disappearing, you know, and stuff. It's just like, oh my goodness, I almost laugh when I see it. Anyway, so, and then the other thing is when Larry read, the sins and the iniquities I will remember no more. When he said that, a scripture came to my mind, and it's in Isaiah. And when the book of Isaiah starts, God is saying, I've created these people and so forth and so on, and they've rebelled against me, and none of them are following me. And he says, the ox knows his master, but the man doesn't know who his real ruler is. And whatnot. And then, so basically God is looking for somebody to be able to bring the word of God to the earth. And Isaiah basically says, woe is me, I'm a man of unclean lips. And God says, okay, we'll take care of that. And he has the angel grab the coal off the fire and touch his lips. And he said, now your iniquities are gone and your sin is purged. And what I thought about that was, you know, Mark mentioned that many of us have something that we need to overcome. And, you know, we make a mistake sometimes fighting the very thing that we need to overcome, when really what we should be doing is getting deeper into God. Because when you get deeper into God, pretty soon you don't even want that thing that you're struggling with anymore. And so it kind of brought a little hope to my mind when, you know, one of the things that caused Isaiah to get his iniquity, you know, forgotten and his sins purged was he made a confession. He said, I'm a man of unclean lips. And bang, just like that, God took care of it. And God can do that for us too. And then lastly, I was thinking that, you know, we talked about this judgment not happening quite yet. And the scripture came to my mind that's, I'll misquote it, but you'll get the main point. It says something like, God is not slack like men see slackness, but he doesn't want anyone to perish. And so right now, you know, just like in Noah's day, God was waiting and waiting and waiting. He just waited as long as he could. And one of the things that God said right before he brought the flood on, he said, the whole world is filled with violence. And I see that happening today. Look at what's happening with violence. I mean, all these shootings at schools and wars and just, it's just, this earth is filling up with violence. And even though God would have none perish, he has a point where he can't keep tolerating it. And that point is getting near. And I think that every one of us need to really think serious about, you know, the judgment of God is getting ready to happen. And we are going to be marked. And do we want that mark? And I'm talking about the good mark now, not the 666 mark, but the mark with the man with the inkhorn. And so, you know, we're at a tipping point right now in history. And like Mark said, the United States is going to have to collapse. I'll tell you what, if we get a Democrat in the White House again in 2024, I don't think we'll make it four more years. And so this is coming close, folks. And I think it every one of us just needs to really get serious about God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother.
Amen, Mike. And to look to politics, I think the strong possibility is even if we get a Republican, we could go the same way. When it's God's time, even a man that you think you can trust could very well throw you into the Antichrist system. There is no man that has ambitions for politics that you can really trust these days.
Can I just add a little something on Brother Felix's question?
Yeah, go ahead, Jer.
I'm just not sure, but I don't know if he understands that what God's coming to judge is the beast system, which is a worldwide system. And it's not just necessary. Yes, he's going to judge each country and nation, but it's the entire beast system. And that's why all of it has to collapse. But I do think, like, another part of his question was, is prosperity going to return and jobs? And I do think for a time when they roll out this beast system, this next system, that there's going to be some prosperity in a time of very short time of peace, because otherwise people are not going to fall for it. But it's going to, you know, and that might be the time where they say, yeah, now we have peace, now we have safety. And that's when the judgment's going to come. So that's just my two cents on it.
One last little thing I wanted to throw out about Isaiah. You know, Mark mentioned that there's a lot of men and women of God right now bringing the word of God, bringing the truth. And I found it interesting that the minute Isaiah's sins were purged, the next thing he said was, "Here am I, Lord, send me." And so, you know, that's something we can all think about there, because when we get cleaned up by God, don't we want to be some of the ones out there bringing the word of God to this earth and getting anyone and everyone that will accept it and receive it to do that? I mean, that's going to be really an exciting time that I know I sure want to be a part of.
Amen. And let me just make a final confirmation here to what Jeremy said from Thessalonians chapter 5. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord cometh as a thief in the night. Brother, amen, Brother Felix. For when they shall say peace and safety. So yes, there has to come a time when people say, yeah, we finally got the problem solved. Peace and safety. This beast is going to be the thing. Amen. Then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. All right, they who believe in this peace and safety platform that they're preaching, they will not escape. But ye, brethren, and this whole chapter here is, ye are not going to be caught in that, but they will be caught in that. So there's a we and there's a they, and it's on two sides of the fence.
God bless you, sir. Thank you.
Well,
thank you, brethren. I say something.
Go ahead.
No, sir. Okay. I want to thank God for this platform very much, because it's been a lot of encouragement and stability to me personally. Because there are times in a man's life when he begins to wonder, I hope I'm walking in the right path, because you see every other person you've known doing certain other things. You see men saying that now what we must do is that we must pray, hold meetings and pray for our nation, pray for our government, pray for the world system so that things will turn around. There is famine in the land, there are difficulties. So we must concentrate our prayers there for prayer groups, prayer teams, and pour in much of our grace and spiritual strength into the matters of seeing that this world system is turned around. We must rise up and exercise our dominion and bring down, you know, there will be no more murders, and, you know, there will be no more thefts. We must bring this thing now and here. Not in the expectation of Lord, you know, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. Say, the Lord, please do come. Let your kingdom come. But let us subdue these things by the power of our prayer. Turn government around. Remove certain people from their positions of office and install some others by the power of our prayer. And you are not doing that. God is telling you that what you should do now is look at your soul. Let the darkness in my soul be dismantled and brought down. What I should be doing is to be crying unto God, say, Lord, I am a man of unclean lips. Cleanse me, Lord. And then you find yourself in a situation where, because you seem to be alone, or you have just a minority saying that same thing, you begin to wonder. And God brings me to this type of place by his mercy and grace. And I hear the words confirming the things that God is saying to me. I hear it being said, like I heard today, that if you give yourself to politics, you will discover that certain men you have trust in, that they will be the ones that, you know, will bring salvation, might end up being the ones launching you into the Antichrist. Like here in Nigeria, a man arose, a very good man arose, and everybody is saying, vote him in, go for him, pray for him. And I felt God was saying, this man might as well fail. You know, so when we see these things, when we see that, like you have said now, brethren have said, that man's system can never bring that true peace and resolution of issues, my heart is overjoyed. And I bless God for you, brethren. God bless you. The Lord keep you, the Lord preserve you, the Lord renew you. You know, in calendar years, you are older, the Lord renew you and bless you indeed.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Brother Urias. You know, I have been asking God the past couple of weeks, what is it that brings you brethren together in this platform? What is it? Why are you here? And I think he's answered the question. Go ahead, Larry. You got something you want to say?
Talking about the times that are coming on the earth. And I believe there will be a short period of time where things will look pretty good. The rule upon the earth, a man will rise that will bring world peace, and you know will be exalted by the people of the earth, all the different nations. But remember what Jesus said of this time. He said, "Be not deceived, for you know one will arise who will be known of men and will deceive many." And so, you know, we have to always be aware of that greatest weapon of Satan is deception. So this one that the world is going to exalt soon will turn and become the, you know, the evil, show forth the evil, and bring about, you know, the end times, the destruction of the end times. And remember what it says, Daniel 12, verse 1, says there is coming a time of trouble that has never been seen by a nation. But he says, in that time, my people will be delivered, everyone it's written in the book of life. So again, during this time, God has provided a way, and he says that, you know, we will be delivered. Mark, one more witness to what you were talking about in the ceiling. In 2 Timothy, verse 2, Paul is instructing Timothy to show himself approved and to shun profane and vain babblings. So, and then he goes on to talk about those who have fallen from the faith. And in verse 19, it says, "Nevertheless, the foundation of God stands sure. Having this seal, the Lord knows them who are his." And then it goes on to, of course, talk about different people in the body of Christ, some called to honor, some to dishonor. But that verse says, affirmatively, that God knows, God has this seal and knows them who are his. So that affirms what you were talking about with the seal. And pray to God that all of us here gathered today have that seal upon us.
And our families.
And their families. Amen.
Amen.
And brethren, that great man could very well be the Donald. He has the personality. I mean, we like his policies. We like we like some of the things he did when he was president. But you know what? He has the personality, and he could very well do it. Don't look to man, brethren.
I'm not voting Democrat.
No, don't vote for the Democrat either.
Are we still on the record, Mark?
Yes, we are. You want me to go off?
Yeah, just for
all me. Right. We're going to go off the recording. All right. Hold on. Okay. Hold on.